In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antone, stands a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to the roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, here. And 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jamboree, President accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and with them came young Smitty, just to fight for the right to be free. Injun scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may never see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death, let them stay. 185 brave men holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and his lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged and blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Ana breached the wall and he killed them one by all. Now the bugles are silent and the rust are neat sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antone, stands a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have opened.